This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We mentioned last week that Brother Muhammad is going to come up to the front and give us Ashab al-Nisf, Ashab al-Rubu', Ashab al-Thumun, or Ashab al-Thulthayn. Translated into English, those who are entitled to half, those who are entitled to a quarter, an eighth, and also two thirds. فَلِيَتْفَضَّلْ مَشْكُورًا مَجُورًا. لا. Sister said they want to hear this also. You complained last time round, they couldn't hear it.
Where do you want to start, Stan?
Give me Ashab al-Nisf.
Ashab al-Nisf, so it's five people. The first one is the Zawj, the husband. On the condition that he takes Nisf, that there's no kids.
Good. So the first has?
The first is the Zawj, on the condition that there's no kids. It's only one condition. The condition. The second is the daughter. And she takes Nisf on the
She's second in line. How many conditions?
Two conditions.
Good. How do you remember? How many conditions each one has?
So just plus one all the time.
Just plus one every time. No. You go down the list.
No. So the condition is no brothers and no sisters. The third is the granddaughter. The granddaughter from the son.
Good.
From the son.
Excellent.
And she takes Nisf on three conditions. And the condition is that there's no brothers, no sisters, and also no one above her.
No one above her, who are known as the kids of the deceased.
No.
Excellent.
Okay. The fourth person is the full sister. And she takes Nisf on four conditions. So the previous one, she's no brothers, no sisters, no one above her. And also no father and no grandfather.
No father, wama tayyib.
And the fifth one is the half sister from the father, and she has five conditions, no brothers. Five conditions for her to take Nisf, which is no brothers, no sisters.
Means half, yeah.
And no brothers, no sisters, no one above her.
No one above who? Ah, the far' al-warith.
No.
Who are the kids of
kids
the deceased?
Kids of the deceased. Subhanallah.
How many conditions you mentioned?
Three.
So two. Remember what I always say. If there is someone, he kicks out all of the brothers and sisters. Who are they?
The father.
Excellent. The father.
No father. And also
father kicks out all of the brothers and sisters.
And the last condition is that herself, she has no full brothers and sisters.
Huh? Then you already mentioned that.
The deceased has no full.
Excellent. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Who's entitled to a quarter?
Two people.
Yeah.
The husband and the wife. The husband is entitled to a quarter on the condition that there is kids.
There's a child in the equation.
There's a child in the equation.
Whose child?
His child.
His child? So let's just say, for example, now his wife passes away. She's the one that's passing away in order for him to take a quarter, right? So you have a wife. Your wife passes away. You know, like you keep you guys together when you get married forever and ever. But let's just say now, you have a wife, she passes away. طيب. In order for you now to take a quarter, what would have to happen?
She leaves behind kids.
Okay, kids from who?
I don't know, Ustad.
Anyone.
Any kid, whether it's from a previous husband or the husband before that.
Okay.
Or so many other husbands that she's had in the past. If there is one kid that is alive when she passes away, he'll get a quarter. Okay? Now let's just say, for example, you marry a sister that has been married a number of times. Once, twice, three times, four times, which can happen. And she has one child with one of them. moment she passes away and that child is alive, you get a quota. Simply because there is a child in the equation from her.
And the second is the wife. And she gets a quota, ruba, on the condition that there's no kids.
Excellent. And this is both mentioned in the Quran. Right? What does Allah say? Give you guys a hint. Third page, Surah An-Nisa. Who's memorized the first couple of lines? Huh? وَلَكُمْ نَصْفُ مَا تَرَكَ أَزْوَاجُكُمْ إِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُنَّ وَلَدٌ فَإِنْ كَانَ لَهُنَّ وَلَدٌ فَلَكُمْ الرُّبُعُ. You either take a half when there's no kids. There is a kid that she's left behind, you take what? A quota. Allah is addressing the husband. واضح؟
No.
And then he says, وَلَهُنَّ الرُّبُعُ مِمَّا تَرَكْتُمْ إِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَكُمْ وَلَدٌ فَإِنْ كَانَ لَكُمْ وَلَدٌ فَلَهُنَّ الثُّمُنُ. Quota, طيب, هيا, if I give you the answer, who takes an eighth?
The wife or the wives.
The wife or the wives?
No.
هيا, when? Simple, just one condition. So now the husband's passed away, she'll take an eighth, providing that
there is kids or no kids.
Yes, if there's kids.
If there's kids.
She gets less now. Okay. Otherwise she would have taken the quota. Excellent.
Jazakallahu khair.
You want to do Ashab al-Thulathain as well, or is that a bit too much?
Is that four conditions the same as
Ashab? How many Aslan are from Ashab al-Thulathain? Those who are entitled to two quarters. Not two quarters, two thirds. It's not two quarters, by the way.
So it's the same as the Nisf, but except for the husband.
Okay, you mean the husband, you take him out of the equation. No. So you have number two, three, four, and five.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, and the only tweak is instead of no sisters, it should be two sisters or more.
Naam, that there's an extra sister or more. Excellent. Fatah Allahu alayk.
Ameen.
Fatah Allahu alayka.
Ameen, ameen, ameen.
Wallahi, that was amazing.
Jazakallahu khair, Ustaz.
Wallahi, that brings someone utter joy and happiness when he. Because I know how much I struggled. Right? Jazakallahu khair.
Brother that comes up and just gives us Ashab al-Thulathain. Those who are entitled to two thirds. Can you do it though? Huh? If you make a mistake, you get banned from the class.
I'm here.
Come. Huh? Hey, Jeb, you're the one that's egging him on.
So as Muhammad said, you follow the tarteeb.
No, just give us the tarteeb. Okay. Don't so do bint. A shoka like that. Yeah.
So the first one was a bint, the daughter. She takes two-thirds if there's two or more sisters.
Firstly, tell us, the bint, the daughter, how many conditions in order for her to take two-thirds?
Two.
Okay.
The two conditions are that there are no brothers and she has two or more sisters.
Let's say a sister or more.
Sister or more, okay. Yeah. A sister or more. The next one is the granddaughter from the son. She has three conditions. If there's a sister or more, no brothers, and no one above her, basically. No one above her, between her and the deceased.
And the children of?
The deceased.
Excellent.
Next one, the full sister. There's four conditions. First, there's a sister or more, no brothers, no children of the deceased, and no father or grandfather and above. The last one, the half sister.
And you didn't, and what was the final condition?
There's four for that one.
Oh, you said four? There's four, yeah. You said the sister or more?
Yeah, I mentioned okay. The last one is the sister from the father's side, and the condition is there's a sister or more, there's no brothers, there's no one, there's no children of the deceased, and there's no father or grandfather, and the deceased doesn't have any four brothers or sisters.
Fatah Allah. Ah, tafaddal. Ashab al-Thulathain. Yeah, no, your turn. Huh? Tal. No, yeah, you have to. It's free promotion as well, Sunnah Mash. Dala, you married? Huh? Found someone? Are you married? تعال 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 لا 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 تعال خلاص طيب الله مبارك ها طيب ابشر ابشر ها
يعرفتوا أصحاب النصف زوق next week is عبد الله اليمني ها يعرفتوا كم من أصحاب النصف محمد ضنع right even though سبحان الله he missed a couple he put in the work جابر helped him and الله مبارك
amazing طيب what about you?
So can I
have me to the vision? طيب أحمد here as always praying. They will let him off. Today we're going to take brothers and sisters العمريتين. What does that sound like? العمريتين. No one say المدرسة العمرية. Huh? العمريتين. What does the word sound like? Familiar word? He said عمر. You guys agree?
Two
عمرs. Are there two عمرs?
Two things that عمر done.
Good. Huh? جميل. This in the Arabic language is like saying كتابين. Which means jewel. You have كتاب. If you want to say two books, how do you say that in Arabic? كتابين. Right? درسين. Muhammadain. Right? In the Arabic language, if they want to refer to two Muhammads, they say Muhammadain or Muhammadani. Huh? Al-Umariyatani or Al-Umariyatain, you could say. Okay, Mas'alatu Al-Umariyatain. Is that what it is now, Ahmed? Yeah? Walking late because you don't want to be pulled to the front. Huh? We're going to come to you at the end of the class. مسألة العمريتين. What does that mean? It means the two judgments that عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه made. There's two rulings that he passed, and he became known for it. That's why it's called العمريتين. أو العمريتان. مسألة العمريتين. طيب. What is this مسألة? What is this judgment that he passed? Okay, the two scenarios is as follows. When you have in a scenario, husband, dad, mom. Wife, dad, mom. Okay, let's go off with what we studied previously. How much does the husband get? Generally speaking, how much does he get? Why? Because there are no children in the equation, right? Good. What about dad, mom? The dad would? Huh? Sudus or thuluth? Allah says this in the Quran. And I'm sure most of you guys have memorized it. وَلِي أَبْوَيْهِ لِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَ السُّدُسُ مِمَّا تَرَكَ إِنْ كَانَ لَهُ وَلَدٌ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلَدٌ وَوَرِثَهُ أَبَوَاهُ فَلِأُمِّهِ الثُّلُثُ. Allah says clearly and explicitly, if there are no children in the equation, the mother takes the third and the father takes the remainder. طيب, what would the base number now be? 66. You sure? How much does the husband get? The mom? Dad? Dad gets less than the mother? Huh? Dad takes less than the mother, brothers? Is that possible?
But isn't this exactly what the Quran says? This is exactly what the Quran says. وَلِأَبْوَيْهِ لِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِنْهُمَ السُّدُسُ مِمَا إِنْ كَانَ لَهُ وَلَدٌ. If there is a child in the equation, how much does each person, I mean the father and the mother, get? A sixth each. However, there's no children, Allah says. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلَدٌ وَوَرِثَهُ أَبْوَاهُ فَلِأُمِّهِ الثُّلُثُ. If there are no children in the equation, mother takes the third and the father takes the rest. طيب, we have a better problem though. You have the father and you have the mother, and you're giving the mother more than the father? In every scenario, this would apply. Except in a case like this, when there's only three of them in the equation. Husband, dad, and mother. This scenario is an exception, of that which is mentioned in the Quran. So, did everybody get that right? This is the rule of thumb. That's what they call it, right? The consistent rule that we have, generally speaking, whenever there is what? A father, a mother, there's also a husband, and if there are others in the equation, this would apply. Does that make sense? This would apply. However, because there's only three of them, only them three, in the scenario, the dynamics change a little bit. And this is an exception from the rule of thumb, or from that which we have been consistently taking, and also that which is mentioned in the Quran. If you have a scenario when there's only a husband, a father, the dad, and also the mom, the mother, in the equation, you do the following. You give the husband his share, which is half. This is something that you just need to like take at face value. Just memorize it. When you have a scenario, husband, dad, and mom, straight away the base number will be 6. Make sense? You just gotta have to memorize it like that. You have a woman that passes away. She leaves behind a husband, dad, and mom. There are no children in the equation, right? Khalas, mafi. There are no children in the equation. Straight away you take the base number. There isn't that calculations that I was giving you guys before. The first group and the second group. If you have a half with a third, or a half with a sixth, or a half of two, la. Straight away, the base number is going to be how much? 6. It's just something you have to memorize. Half is what?
3.
3. طيب, how much left? 3. What makes sense in this scenario? How much do we give to the dad? We flip it around. 2-1. Fanti. Sifia. Huh? Good. Did everybody get that? Pretty straightforward, right? Here, straight away, the base number will be what? 6. You give the husband his fair share, which is a half, as Allah clearly mentions. وَلَكُمْ نِصْفُ مَا تَرَكِ أَزْوَاجُكُمْ إِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُنَّ وَلَدْ. There are no children in the equation. Give the husband his half straight away. Then you have the father and the mother that remain. You have the father and the mother that remain. طيب, does that make sense, brothers and sisters? You have 3 left out of the 6. You give the dad 2 and you give the mom 1. Father should always get more than a mother. Does that make sense, brothers? Pretty straightforward, right? So this is now an exception. This is now an exception from that which is consistent in the Quran. Hey. Yeah, you could just say that. Don't, if you wanna. Yeah, just leave it like that. Just make sure you give them their amount. Okay? However, that which they do say is the following. ثلث الباقي. He takes what? The remainder component are there. Does that make sense? What does thuluth al-baqi mean? If you translate that literally into English, it means a third of what remains. A third of what remains. You might want to write that down. In this scenario, the mother takes a third of what remains. طيب. What remains after you give the husband his half? How much remains? What's a third of three? One. Which is a third of what remains, huh? Simple as that. A third of what remains. This is the official term that is used. Okay? This is the official term that is used when giving the mother her share in this type of scenario. A thuluth al-baqi, a third of what remains. Well there. Sisters, if you have any questions, please ask. I hope so far it's pretty straightforward. طيب. The roles are reversed here. The husband passes away here. He leaves behind wife, dad, and mom. And these are the three individuals who remain in the equation. Remember, if there are brothers and sisters, do they take anything? Why? Dad kicks them out. Huh? And there's a dad in the equation. And remember what we mentioned about the dad. He is what? A residuary beneficiary. It's my favorite word in English for fara'id. Huh? He would take what? The remainder. If there is anything left. How much does the wife get here? Why? There are no children in the equation. If we just go off with the rules that we've previously taken, how much does that get? Thuluth? It takes the remainder, right? The mum would? As Allah says in the Quran, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَلِأُمِّهِ الثُّلُثِ وَلِأَبْوَيْهِ لِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِنْهُمَا السُّدُسُ مِمَّا تَعْنِي كَانَ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلَدٌ وَوَرِثُ أَبْوَاهُ فَلِأُمِّهِ الثُّلُثِ. Make sense? The dad would take the remainder, right? طيب. You have the mas'ala quarter and a third based on what we studied. What would the base number be? 12, right? Huh? Quarter you give to the wife, how much is that? A third of 12. That takes? How much? Okay, sure. How much is that?
3, 5, 4. Half? Yeah, sure.
Okay. 10,000. I want somebody to quickly calculate this. 10,000. How do you calculate it? You have £10,000. What do you do? What do you divide it by? 12. The all important base number. Okay, the all important base number. 10,000 divided by 12 is how much? Someone told me quickly. 833.333333333, right? Okay. Multiply that by? 2,000? Excellent. 3,500. Higher times by 5? 4,166. Higher? And this one here?
3,333.
That comes up to 10,000, right? Just now hold this for a moment. Because I'm about to tell you guys that which is an exception. That which is an exception. This is not how we calculate it when we have this kind of scenario. You have to do similar to that which is above. However, just do this for the moment. Let's write it here again. Can I leave it though? Do I have to bring it down? Sure, yeah?
طيب, brothers and sisters, as I told you guys earlier, if you find a scenario that has these three individuals, what is the base number?
Six
straight away, right? In this case, you know what we have? Wife, dad, and mom. Straight away, the base number will be? What do you think? Four. It will be four. It'll be four. It will be four. But this is the way that you would normally calculate the giving each one of them their original amount as per Quran. However, these two scenarios are exemptions, are exceptions. طيب, the wife, how much? How many does the wife get if there's no children in the equation? How much? Which is? One. How much you have left?
Three.
How much you give dad?
Two.
Mom?
One.
It's more simpler than this, right? Huh? Pretty straightforward. If someone now do the calculation for me, you got 10,000 divided by 4 and then multiply it by each individual's amount. Let's see if we get the same, and let's see which scenario gives the dad more.
The wife gets
2,000? Higher? 5,000. And this one? 2,500, right? In which scenario did he come out with more? So give him his amount. Does that make sense? This is what we would have to do. It's more simpler in the calculations.
So how do we get, how do we understand the base?
هكذا يبني المعنى. That's what عمر الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه done. It's called مسألة العمريتين, and that's what you do. الله أعلم. الله أعلم. After you've given, I'll tell you guys very quickly. You have a quota that is given to wife. There's three left. Does it make sense to give the mother more than the father? No, the dad, he's the breadwinner, he's in need of the money more, he's the one that should be looking after thee. You guys with me? So there's three left. Give him more and give her that which remains. الثلث الباقي. Does that make sense? You need to get your eyes very used to scenarios where you have these three, because what could easily happen is you rush into it, you think, oh, khalas, let me give him his quota, let me give him this, let me give him that, let me give the individual that amount and whatever have you. But then you forget it is mas'ala to what? Al-Umariyya. One of the two judgments that Umar al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu made. خلاص, I'm gonna rub it out, yeah? I'm gonna give you guys, inshallah ta'ala, some questions. somebody get me a chair. That's all right, yeah? No, no. Just... Tell me whether it is mas'alatul umariyatayn or not. Okay. You have to tell me also why you're giving each one their amount. Have you made me stand there so everybody can see? How much would you give the husband?
I'm just looking. The husband gets rubu'.
Husband gets?
For a quarter.
He said husband takes a quarter. Why?
Because it's a daughter.
Good.
The daughter and the sister get those little things, right? Because, no, she would get.
Actually,
let me make it a bit easier. This technique is
for the thing, isn't it? Let me make it harder.
The daughter and the brothers, because it's Musab, no Ma'asib, and they share Asab.
This is the brother of the deceased.
I was thinking the daughter, okay.
No, otherwise I would have been the son.
I know, brother of the deceased, he gets blocked. Daughter and sister.
Then you gave the husband a quota. Why did you give him a quota?
Because this is a daughter.
There's a daughter. You gave the dad?
Asab. Residue. Was it? Asab.
What does Allah say in the Quran? Wali? Abawayhi? Likulli wahidin? Minhum as-sulus. Allah says in the Quran.
No, but here the mother gets the sulus. And the father will get what's left.
If there is anything left, right?
Yeah.
And put next to it plus the remainder.
Oh yeah. Okay. And obviously the father blocks the grandfather, the grandmother.
Good. The brothers. Give me the mic. I'm getting terrified.
Huh?
Take this as a principle. If you have a dad and a grandfather, can the grandfather take something when there's a father in the equation? No. It's common sense as well when you think about it. I pass away, I leave behind a father and a grandfather. Who's more entitled to my wealth? father. So the father blocks the grandfather out. طيب, I have a mother and also a grandmother. Does the grandmother take anything? No. Mother and the dad. And this is clearly mentioned in the Quran. وَلِأَبْوَيْهِ لِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَ السُّدُسُ مِمَّا تَرَكَ إِنْ كَانَ لَهُ وَلَدٍ. Does that make sense? طيب, brothers. What? The brothers, what do they get? Huh? Why? Because there's a dad. As I mentioned time and time again, these things that I keep repeating, I'm hoping it's registering. I do that for a reason. Me just repeating and repeating and repeating it. And sometimes I have these actions with my body, so you don't ever forget it. Why did I say it kicks him out? So you never forget it. And I do this with my foot, like he would do with a football. If there is a father in the equation, and there are what? Brothers and sisters, the father, Assalamu alaikum. I told all my brothers and my sisters, and my half brothers as well, even though they're still very young, as long as I'm alive, you guys get nothing. Sorry, as long as dad's alive, you guys get nothing. How many brothers do I have? Ibrahim, my brother from another mother, my older brother, first. My brother that passed away, Allah yarhamah. Then there's another three brothers, and then I have another three sisters. Maybe what, six? Now I'm getting confused myself. Ala kulli hal, eight. There are eight siblings. There are what? Eight siblings. None of them take a single penny. Abu Taymiyyah's wealth. If I pass away tomorrow, my father's alive. Why? Because the father, yukhrijuhu. Min al-nuri ila al-dhulumat. From light to darkness. They take nothing. Did everybody get that? These are meant to be, these things that I say is meant to kind of make you memorize these things. These points that I'm making. واضح. So let's kick him out of the equation, or kick them out of the equation. طيب. Grandfather, grandmother, anything? Who's left in the equation? It's pretty straightforward then, isn't it? It becomes a simple method. Sahih? Husband, dad, daughter. Remember the daughter? In order for her to take half out of two conditions? No brother, no sister. Is there any brothers and sisters in the equation? Can you see how the conditions, okay, come in extremely handy? When you have it memorized straight away. A daughter, okay. When does the daughter take her amount? Let me remember the conditions. Yes. Let's just say, for example, now. Okay, let's take the daughter out of the equation. What do we have here earlier? I'll put it in a different color. We had who? We had three brothers here. We had grandfather. And we had grandmother. What else do we have here? Daughter, right? Forget about her for the moment. Based on what we've studied, we've always said brothers and sisters of the deceased, they take nothing as long as dad is alive. Huh? Plain. Also, we mentioned that granddad and grandmother don't take anything, providing that mom and dad are alive. What happens now, brothers and sisters, when you take them out of the equation, you rub them out? Here, our brother Abdullah, he gave a quarter and a six and a six. What do we have to do here? What do we have to do? What is it that we study today? Mas'alatul Umariyya, which is husband, dad, mom, wife, dad, mom. These are two judgments that Umar Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed. Huh? So, based on these fractions here, what would the base number be? No, based on what we... 12, right? But we said, we have to do what we studied today. So based on that, what would the base number be? 6. It's just something that we have to know, accept, and memorize. Make sense? So can somebody come and tell them? What's your name? You're from Brentford, right? Huh? What's that? It's Afar? Okay. Tfadal ya Dua. A question for the sisters?
Hmm?
Yeah, go on.
Third
one. Calculate then.
Oh, calculate what?
No, no. Okay, where's the base number?
Oh, 6. So,
you sure?
Yeah.
What makes you 110% sure? Tell me, go on.
Because normally you'll get a quarter, right?
AK Thobes, huh?
I'm not going to be stunned. But because it's the one rule is that Umar passed, it's a half.
It's a half, good. Yeah. So you gave the husband how much?
Half.
So three, sir?
Yeah.
Then?
And then the remainder goes to the dad, but then the mom gets a third.
Good. She gets a third of that which remains, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, a third of what remains. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Pretty straightforward, right? That's exactly what I wanted to go through today. Well, jazakallahu khair. One of the sisters is asking, please can you repeat the second scenario with the wife, dad, mum? Good. Because this was the next question that I wanted to ask the brothers to calculate. Can I have a wonderful volunteer to come up and to calculate this for me, please?
Daniel.
Wife. Dad. Mom. Brothers. Is it the dad that blocks the grandmother or the mom blocks the grandmother?
The mom. The dad.
Where is the grandmother of the dad? Okay, we're speaking about the grandmother of the mother.
It's the mother.
Okay, just cross all of them out then. No, just put a big X so it makes it easier for everyone else. Good. Hiya?
So base number is 4.
Base number is 4, why?
Because
it's Mas'alat al-Umariyya. Hiya? Yeah.
Wife gets 1.
Why did she get 1? No. No, but what does Allah say in the Quran? Normally, generally speaking, every scenario, how much does the wife always get?
It's a quarter because there's no children.
Good. هذا هو. هيا.
The mother gets also.
Yeah.
The mother gets a third of what remains. A
third of what remains. Excellent.
Which is 1. So a third of what remains, which is 1. Father gets the rest, which is 2.
Excellent. Allahumma barik. I'm looking for people to employ. Did everybody get that? Sisters, did you get that? I hope you guys got that. If you find a scenario, if you find an equation or a scenario where there is wife, dad, mum, there is wife, dad, mum, that are the inheritors. Okay? Wife, dad, mom. In the equation, straight away, you know that the base number is what? 4. You give the wife their amount. That never changes. Then you have 3 left. It doesn't make sense to give the mother more than the father. Just look at it this way. The breadwinner. Who's the breadwinner of the house? Who's the one who has to go and grind? It's the father, right? Or the husband? Sahih? So you have to give the father of the deceased more than the mother of the deceased. Huh? If? Yes. Yes. Provided that there's no other individual who is entitled to an amount. Okay, good. Wife, dad, mom, daughter. Wife, dad, mom, daughter. Does the daughter get an amount? When does she take half? There's no siblings. Is there any siblings of hers? Can you see how it will change? Let's quickly write it. This wouldn't be Umariyya now. Why wouldn't it be? Because it's not just wife, dad, mom. You have now the daughter. This is a little bit. No. How much you give the wife? Can you see how it's already changed now? 8. Why 8? Huh? Because there's children in the equation. Excellent. Have you always your name again? Always. Abdul Fatah. Fatah Allah alayki, Abdul Fatah. 8. Daughter, how many daughters get? Why? No children. Straight away. Every time you see an individual in the equation, ask yourself, okay, I'll give half, I'll give this amount, this fraction, based on the kanji. They mean the kanji, khalas, give them their amount. How much?
The daughter gets a half.
Dad and mum?
The mother gets a third, dad gets the rest. Six.
Six, right, because there's children in the equation. If there are no children in the equation, it's that third and remaining stuff. Six. Six. Hi, what's the base number?
24.
And does anyone disagree? Does anyone object or contest Abdul Fatah's answer?
24.
Why is it 24?
Because
good. Good. 24. How much are you?
8 divided by 24. That's
4.
That's 3.
Sadaha malabu.
Sadaha. No, 24 divided by 8. That's 3.
Dad?
4.
4.
4.
12. 12 plus 4?
16. 20. 23.
There's one left.
And dad gets it.
Excellent. Because he's a residuary. Excellent, Abdul Fatah. Allahu Akbar. Hiya.
I was going to ask you, see here, if you take the daughter,
في هذه مسألة ثانية بيجي بعدين بعدين
ها؟
ولد الأم. I thought today I've taken the class أصحاب الثلث. Who's entitled to what? A third. I'm actually happy that we didn't get onto it. Because خلاص, you take العمريتين with you, you solidify that, because next week when we take those who are entitled to a third, like for example the mother, isn't she from Ashab al-Thuluth, from the companions of a third? One of the conditions would be she would take a third if it's not a مسألة عمرية وعدم الفرع الوارث وأيضا عدم جمع من الإخوة. We'll come into inshallah ta'ala next week. Actually, what is the next week? Huh? 25th, I'm here. But the week after that, I'm in Australia with the kangaroos. Huh? So I've got a program there, I'll be missing one Monday. I think I can take a week off, right? Every week I've been here since we started, sahih? Inshallah ta'ala. But we'll come on to that inshallah ta'ala next week, and I'll give you enough time to go through the fractions. We should have taken 95% of the fractions and who is entitled to these amounts, and that is the majority of fara'id. Huh? And then maybe inshallah ta'ala, I'll give you guys next week a whole load of homework. Give you guys a whole load of homework, we'll make a WhatsApp group, and amongst one another we can try and what? Calculate it, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, and practice. Remember what I said, fara'id? It's one of those sciences where you have to take the student by the hand. It's like swimming. What happens? Someone's never swum before. You put him in the pool, what happens? Huh? Allahumma sallam. So it's like driving as well. Can't just say, hey, tfaddal. Press the, what you call it? The gas. No. You have to basically show, go through the masail and everything. No. إن شاء الله تعالى صلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.